America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
He's in town, Georgia, Vanderbilt game on Saturday. Heck, seems like yesterday Rusty was in town. We were over at the Omni. We were eating some brisket biscuits and talking some ball. A couple of years later, here we are again. Morning, Rusty. How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I'd kill for some of those brisket biscuits right now.
I would, too. I know you didn't. You said you weren't able to get by the Lipscomb game. Lipscomb and Oakland might be the two best teams in the state, and what Trent Dilfer has done over Lipscomb. Sure. The Broom kids committed to Boston College. They're running back. Jordan James is committed to Georgia. The receiver on Oakland's team is committed to Miami. Plenty of players. I'll tell you what, I know you have to drive through the borough, Rusty, to get here. That area is loaded with players.
The trend's been picking up a couple of years there, and you know, first thing I heard about Lipscomb, they beat Greater Atlanta Christian, who, by the way, Davis Mills from Greater Atlanta Christian had his first start last night for the Houston Texans at quarterback. But, man, they beat Greater Atlanta Christian, who's a really, really good program in Georgia. I think they beat them like 70-7, which I'm like, oh, my goodness.
They're loaded.
You know, they are absolutely loaded. So, yeah, you know, you see the boom in Nashville and Middle Tennessee and all that, and that's really good for the state of Tennessee. And I mean, you look at Tennessee Volunteers and all these programs in Vanderbilt to have just more players. You know, it doesn't have the numbers the state of Georgia obviously has, but you look at the D1 prospects, the numbers have exploded, particularly out of this area.
Heck, the number one ranked player in America, the class of 22. Now, I don't know if it's on the composite or not, but it's the defensive lineman who moved to Knoxville from Memphis. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Walter Nolan, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's a really good player. I saw him this summer, and there's only a few guys that big that can move that well, and you only have about two or three of those per class. Got a kid named Barrel Alexander out of Texas who just transferred to IMG. You look at what Georgia does, how big it is with somebody like Jordan Davis, Alabama with those guys. I mean, there's only so many of those big body guys that can bend and move at that size. Walter Nolan is absolutely as good as advertised. I saw him at Under Armour camp. I saw him at another camp, and this guy is an absolute freak.
Rusty Manziel with us, Georgia Vanderbilt game. Is this Georgia's best defense to date? Let's say under the Kirby Smart era.
No question. The front seven is, you look at Trayvon Walker, you look at Jordan Davis, you look at Jalen Carter. I mean, these guys, they're just so big and athletic up front. I was thinking about this driving initially. I remember sitting in the call, and Barton Simmons a couple years ago was just raving on Trayvon Walker. Like, guys, this guy, you know, he's a two-sport athlete. He's an AAU basketball player. He's 6'5". He's a freak show as well. And I just remember thinking, man, Barton's going to stand on that sideline tomorrow and realize that he ranked all these guys. He's watched all these guys, and now he's having to, you know, kind of compete against them, you know, for Vanderbilt. And Georgia's front seven, the Kobe Dean, Quay Walker, I mean, all Channing Tindall. You know, the question is, how good is Georgia's secondary? You know, Bill, I really don't know, because the problem right now is you don't have time enough to throw the ball. South Carolina took some shots, and they won some 50-50 balls. I mean, you look at South Carolina's game plan against Georgia. They tried to run first, second down. It wasn't happening at all. Well, third down, they just took some shots. Well, three passes. They completed over 30 yards. So, you know, for Georgia, that's kind of concerning a little bit down the line. But as far as Georgia's defense, an original question, I don't know, Bill, as long as I've watched Georgia football, I don't know that I've seen a better defense than what Kirby Smart's trotting out right now.
And, again, Jordan Davis. Now, whew. I come from the late 70s and 80s, where it was almost impossible to get defensive linemen. They just weren't available. You didn't have the numbers you have today. And, of course, Reggie White. I remember the very first one Tennessee got was Reggie White, who's probably the best one who ever lived. But Jordan Davis is listed. Now, I remember when, if you had a D lineman who was legit now, not just a guy you put over there to clog up space, it was 300, that was big. This kid's listed at 6'6", 360.
Yeah, he's
that's obscene.
He's every bit of 350-ish. I think they try to keep him around 350, 355. You know, talking to some people in that building, you know, that I guess Kirby kind of gave up and said, look, the kid can play at 350. You know, he didn't want it. The nutrition staff, they wanted to get him down to 340. And, you know, I saw him last week again. I saw him this summer. I played in the David Pollock golf tournament. And I watched people that see him for the first time. I kind of stood behind him. He was actually playing with N'Kobe Dean and a group in front of me. And we were all parked right there, our golf carts, as people. And I watched people walk up to him, and it's like, you don't realize how big a human being that is until you see him. And then last week I was on the sidelines shooting some pictures. Obviously, the Arch Manning in town, that was enough to get me to the sideline, take some pictures. But when you see him in person in pads, I mean, Bill, I've done this for a long time now, and he's one of those jaw droppers. You don't realize how big he is. Then you see how fast he is and his ability to bend. So with Georgia, you know, for years, Georgia's tried to really replace Roquan Smith, and they've got some really, really good players. They haven't replaced Roquan Smith. So with Jordan Davis, I tell Georgia fans, you better appreciate this one because there's not another one like this one for a while. So, you know, everything that how he makes Georgia go from the inside and what he enables people behind him to do, because he commands double teams every single snap. Jordan Davis is double teamed in college football, and that helps everybody else around you.
Not only that, but if you do have a kid that size, 99 times out of 100, he's on the offensive line. He can't play. He's not athletic enough.
Sure, yeah, he'd be a left tackle, but
right.
Yeah, he can bend. You know, that's the crazy thing is he can bend. You know, going back and looking at his, you know, everybody I think had him a 3-star, and, you know, there was concerns about weight and what could he do, and, you know, just ankle flexibility and the ability to bend. You know, I haven't seen many people that can do that, and I feel pretty certain that had he made the move to offensive tackle, say his freshman year at Georgia, he would be a really good offensive prospect right now. But what he does defensively,
right,
just is picture perfect for Georgia because he clogs that middle up. He's able to penetrate, cause problems, and then he lets N'Kobe Dean and Quay Walker and those guys behind him run free, and that's good news for Georgia.
Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports in town for the Georgia Vanderbilt game. You brought it up, so I'll ask.
Sure,
Mr. Manning, Mr. Arch Manning, anything new there?
You know, I tell you what's new, Bill, and you've been doing this longer than I have. I've never seen a kid get that much TV coverage, you know, and that's kind of unprecedented. So now, so he gets all the TV coverage on a Georgia visit. The kid's just sitting there like everybody else. You know, he's not asking for this. He's taking a visit. So, you know, now next week he goes to Alabama and Ole Miss. How do you up that? You know, what do you do? What's the Alabama student section do? I mean, now it's going to be, you know, what do we do to get Arch and those type of things? And from everything I have heard, and you would not expect anything less from a family like that, they're being very guarded with him. This kid's not a, you know, he's not an ego kid. He's just trying to play football and be a good teammate. So, you know, kind of the behind the scenes, and listen, I've never talked to Arch Manning. It's kind of rare for me to, you know, cover a kid, and that's just kind of the way they're doing it. That's no problem. I have no problem with that. But kind of the early buzz from what I gather is Texas and Georgia are two, you know, two teams that really have their attention. Doesn't mean they're on top. Doesn't mean that's where he's going. But those two teams have done a really good job early on. Let me just say that. So, obviously, the Ole Miss ties. Alabama's certainly going to be in there for anybody. Tennessee with Peyton. You know, I want to see how they get involved if they do. But right now, kind of a little bit of small buzz behind the scenes is Texas and Georgia. And I've heard that from several different circles pretty close to this Manning family. So we'll see how it plays out. Long way to go. But last week, you know, watching that game on replay, I'm thinking, man, I don't know, Bill, that I've seen a junior prospect get that much TV time. So I'm wondering now how all these visits will go for him this fall.
Well, and it's because of his last name. That's
no doubt. No doubt. He's a good player now. Don't.
Yeah.
If he was Arch Thompson, he would be highly recruited. Let me make that really clear. Now, this guy's a really, really good player. He's going to have a lot on him, man, with that last name. And certainly that's great bloodlines. And you know, the Muckles are damn good football players. So, dad as well before the injury. So, you just look at him, and I just wonder, like, man, where is this going with Arch Manning? What kind of NIL deals, are going to be? I mean, Arch Manning doesn't need the NIL deal, but Arch Manning is going to set the bar as high as any football player ever has when he steps into college, because I'm telling you, man, his markability is going to be insane.
I know what the public answer would be to this question, but when I look at Georgia and I see Carson Beck waiting and I see Brock Vandegrift waiting and I see Gunnar Stockton on his way in,
sure,
I wonder what the true answer to the question would be. Is that a problem if you're Arch Manning? That's a busy room right there now.
Yeah, and without the transfer portal a couple years ago, I would think like Georgia's not a very attractive place. But man, that quarterback room can change in a heartbeat.
In a second.
I mean, it can be really. You could be sitting here right now, and then next August, it looked completely different. So it's different. You know, all this stuff, we're all learning now how this stuff works with NIL, transfer portal, all these kind of things. But the quarterback room is, you know, I look at Ohio State. How is that going to play out? I mean, they're loaded with guys up there. And then, oh, by the way, you know, we bring in Quinn Ewers a year early. So how is all that going to work out? And those things are going to be answered in time, but the thing I think with Arch Manning is kind of similar to Gunnar Stockton. When I talk to Gunnar, Gunnar knows he's walking into a room, but some of these guys' mentality is, listen, I'm going to have to compete anywhere I go. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to give it my shot and see if I can win this thing. And, Arch Manning certainly cut from that. Now, there's going to, you know, you want to walk into a room with four or five guys, but I think when you look at a 2023 guy, the room can change so much between now and then. I think you really have to find out what schools are fits and then find out, you know, how things play out down the line.
Couple questions here on Twitter. America 1970 over in Columbus, Georgia. Bill, ask Rusty how Georgia Tech is doing in recruiting.
You know, they're doing good. I think this is such a big year because, you know, Coach Collins has brought in a really good recruiting class, but he's brought in really good transfers. So last week, that Clemson game, you look at that, and still, you know, people, obviously Georgia fans come to me and say, hey, look, man, Georgia Tech is terrible. I'm like, no, it was still a complete overhaul. So, that you know, this is a year you want to see them make a turn, and they're doing a really good job recruiting in-state. I see Georgia Tech involved with a lot more guys and winning a lot more guys, but you know, you get guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and those type of players, Kenyatta Watson Jr. coming from Texas over to Georgia Tech. Those are Kevin Harris from Alabama. I mean, right now, recruiting is going definitely trending up, but it's the transfers that you hope pay off because they did. They were real, real heavy in that market. So big week. This is just North Carolina game interests me for Georgia Tech. This is coming off a really good performance against Clemson, a lot closer than people thought. They were 28-point underdogs. So, you know, this is the time. This is a big season for Jeff Collins in recruiting to say, hey, listen, this is our team now. This is our roster. We're moving in the right direction.
Rusty, we're down to about 1 minute, 60 seconds. West Coast, yes. Sooner, he's in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wants to know what you think about East St. Louis, Illinois wide receiver, five-star Luther Burden, and is he a Georgia lock?
I don't know if he's a Georgia lock, but Georgia's done a really, really good job there. And this is a guy, you know, if I had to crystal ball him this morning, I would probably go Georgia on that. I think Georgia's done a really good job there. I don't think that's a lock by any means, but Missouri definitely involved there. Very close team, obviously. So this is a guy that Georgia's really, really, really locked in on trying to get. He's a game-changing wide receiver, and Georgia fans know how many of those they need right now. And that's a room that Luther Burden would be tremendous help in. And what he did to in some of these games early in the year, very, very impressive. And I think right now I would crystal ball him to Georgia. But definitely nothing, you know, definite concrete on my side. But to answer his question out in Los Angeles, I would say Georgia as of right now.
Rusty, we'll let you go. I hope you take note. I did not ask you one question about the Vanderbilt game because we need not go there.
Bill, you've been doing it a long time, my man.
Thanks, Rusty. We'll see you later, bud.
All right, buddy.
Always good. Rusty is so good. Wow.